From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. World powers involved in talks on Syria's political future have agreed to a UN-led process that involves talks between the Syrian government and the opposition, and also to explore a ceasefire. Plans were outlined in a news conference held by U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry and Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov. Mr. Lavrov spoke through an interpreter about Syrian President Bashar al-Assad's destiny.
I said that the Assad's destiny should be decided by the Syrian people. As well as all other aspects of further development of the Syrian state.
Earlier, Secretary Kerry reiterated the U.S. stance that Assad cannot unite and govern Syria. Meantime, a small team of American ground troops will deploy to northern Syria to assist opposition groups in the fight against the Islamic State militants. These will be the first U.S. ground forces sent to Syria for more than a raid or a specific mission. U.S. prosecutors have charged a Burkina Faso man with more than $12 million in fraud for allegedly distributing faulty mosquito nets in his home country. The man had promised to buy the nets from a UN-recommended company in Thailand. Instead, prosecutors said he bought the nets from a much cheaper supplier in China. President Obama says he plans to remove Burundi from a U.S. trade preference program because of worsening crackdown on the political opposition there after Burundi's president took a controversial third term in office. Mr. Obama said the violence in Burundi worsened significantly during the election campaign that returned Pierre Nkurunziza to power earlier this year. This is VOA News. International Organization for Migration reporting migrant deaths on the Mediterranean routes to Europe are breaking all previous records. We get more now from Lisa Schlein at IOM headquarters in Geneva.
The International Organization for Migration reports deaths off the Greek islands, notably Lesbos and Samos, have surged with the cold weather setting in. It estimates 435 men, women, and children have died on the eastern Mediterranean route linking Turkey to Greece in the last 3.5 weeks. The past few days have been replete with shipwrecks and deaths. IOM describes Wednesday, October 28th, as the deadliest day in the Mediterranean waters this year. The UN Refugee Agency warns the seaborne death toll will continue to rise as long as thousands of refugees are forced to make these perilous journeys to escape war and persecution. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan was widely expected to take a lead role in campaigning for the AKP, the political party he helped found, ahead of Sunday's general election, even though he is meant to remain impartial as president. But while he is widely acknowledged to be an unmatched campaigner, Erdogan has been keeping a surprisingly low profile. We get more now from Dorian Jones in Istanbul.
Sinan Ülge, a visiting scholar at Carnegie Europe in Brussels, says Erdogan has learned from the June polls that such campaigning may be counterproductive.
Erdogan is a politician who relies very much on polling. He understood if he campaigns on behalf of a political party, that doesn't necessarily help the popularity of that party, given that the Turkish constitution asks the president to be impartial.
In the June poll, Erdogan drew widespread criticism for openly campaigning for the AKP, holding almost daily rallies and on many occasions opponents claim using public funds. Dorian Jones for VOA News, Istanbul.
China's Navy chief told his U.S. counterpart it was dangerous and provocative for Washington to sail a Navy destroyer near artificial islands built by Beijing in the South China Sea. Navy warships sailed within 22 kilometers of the islands and the hotly disputed waters. Beijing, which claims most of the South China Sea as its own, responded angrily. More than $5 trillion in trade passes through the South China Sea each year, where Vietnam, Brunei, the Philippines, and Taiwan also have rival claims. You can get more on this story and the rest of the hour's news by going to our website at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.